Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
But right now, I want to welcome back to the show. Actually, it's her first time on the show, but I've talked to her before as a host on a national syndicated show, Elizabeth Pipko. Elizabeth is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Having a great day. I'm excited for the weekend. I'm excited that Trump's coming back to Philly on Saturday. So, yeah, feeling pretty good about things. I think there's a lot of momentum happening.
There definitely is, obviously, around the country, but I think in Pennsylvania as well. It's one of a really few very important swing states that we're focused on, and I think one where support for Donald Trump is actually growing by the day.
All right, let's talk about the recent polls that we've seen, particularly with black voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan. What do you make of that?
I think it's interesting because the Democrat Party has for so long relied on these groups of minority voters, black voters in particular. And I think we're finally seeing the fact that voters know that their votes have to be earned, right? It's that simple. They can no longer be taken for granted, which is what we've seen from this party. This is a party that believes that they are owed votes from the Jewish community, from the Latino community, the black community, and so many others. And it's just not the case anymore. Things have gotten so bad under Joe Biden that I think people are starting to wake up and realize they should be voting for nothing but their own best interests, which in this case is obviously a vote for Donald Trump.
And the idea, too, of the economy being still the central issue in everybody's minds, and I really do think it is, no question about that, which is probably why they keep going back to democracies under threat, because Biden can't talk about the economy. How does he go into this debate on Thursday? What do you think his strategy is, other than just trying to survive and not be comatose for 90 minutes?
I think that's priority number one, but I've been saying for quite a few days now, I am thrilled the debate is coming up, that they've scheduled it earlier than we expected. People have these caricatures of both candidates in their head because the media is obsessed with painting Donald Trump in a much worse light than, of course, he is in reality. And they're obsessed with making Joe Biden seem like he is competent and doing a great job. And I think it's about time the American people had a direct comparison. They're going to see two men have to go up not only against each other for 90 minutes, but also against each other comparing their own records. We have 4 years of Donald Trump to be compared with almost 4 years of Joe Biden. And I think the strategy is simple. It's lay out what we did under President Trump, under his administration, lay out all that's happened under Joe Biden. I think if we're talking about the economy, that is a huge issue right now. Even just in Pennsylvania, we're talking about this rally. Stats show that Pennsylvanians have to spend an additional, I think, $943 a month just under this economy in order to survive. That is a huge number to so many Americans. And the point is, we have two very different presidents, two very different administrations, two very different records. And it's time for Joe Biden to have to defend his against someone who has a much better one and someone who I think most Americans want to live under moving forward.
Yeah, I think, Elizabeth, that's the key, right? Everybody can see the jobs they've done. Forget the rhetoric. Forget the talk of what you will do. We can do a side-by-side comparison on the job that each man has done as president of the United States. That we don't have that very often in American politics. And that's why this is such a unique election. And I think, you know, for President Trump, it's a very simple question. You know, you're better off today than you were when I was president.
Right. And it's better off domestically, but at the same time, look around the world. Like, Americans have not had to worry about their safety as much as they do now in many, many decades in this country. We have a war going on in the Middle East, a war going on in Europe. We have an open border that is flooded with people that want the worst for our nation and for the American people. And I think when it comes to the economy, when it comes to our safety and security, law and order, so, so many issues that Americans have to think about now because things have gotten as bad as they have these last 3.5 years. There is an obvious need for change, an obvious need for President Trump. And I think most people are open to that, regardless of how they felt, by the way, about Donald Trump going forward. This is about themselves, and it's about voting for your best interest. And he's the key choice for that because Joe Biden has put us in some kind of a hole that I don't think many Americans expected to be in, and one that we need to desperately crawl ourselves out of before it's too late for our country.
So how do we make sure that the election is secure? I know that at the RNC, you're dealing with the protect the vote and this idea of getting poll watchers and getting election lawyers involved. And I was at an event the other night with Laura Trump and RNC Chairman Whatley, and they were talking about this very, very point. You know, we got to get people engaged here. The biggest question I get all the time, Elizabeth Pipko, is this election going to be fair? And what are you doing to make sure that I can trust the system and the process?
Yeah, so that's the question that I get every single day. I understand that Americans are concerned, and they have every right to be. Not only do they have concerns about the last election, but they have concerns because they are American citizens who deserve a free and fair election and to not have to worry about a lot of these issues that we've been kind of consumed with the last 2 years. We have the Protect the Vote Project, as you mentioned. We have the Trump Force 47 Project. There's countless ways for American people to get involved, which I think is incredibly important. Not only are we doing our job at the RNC, not only do we have a team of lawyers, a team of specialists looking at this, dozens of lawsuits out around the country, but we're also relying on you because the American people are as concerned as we are. So you have to go, you have to sign up, protectthevote.com, trumpforce47.com, get involved, help in your neighborhood, help in your community, make sure that you are helping people get to the polls, helping people fill out their ballots, whether they're voting early, in person or by mail, no matter what it is, make sure that people bank their vote as soon as they legally can, because every vote is going to count this November.
What are your thoughts on, I know you're very outspoken in your support of Israel, and what do you think the effect of this is going to be on Biden in some of these states, particularly where you've got third party candidates running and you've got a lot of very anti-Israel Democrat voters who don't like Joe Biden, even though I don't think his policies are that supportive of Israel, but they think that he's genocide Joe. What impact is that going to have on this election, you think?
So it's actually a very strange time when it comes to Israel specifically. We have had a pretty clear bipartisan message toward Israel in this country, even just now, right? We saw Netanyahu, the prime minister, invited to speak. He was invited by Mike Johnson, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Hakeem Jeffries. So there is some kind of effort being put out by both parties to prove that there is an alliance with Israel. Meanwhile, there are people on the left in this progressive wing, like AOC, for example, who called Bibi Netanyahu a war criminal who should speak here. So this is a giant shift for this country. It's a huge shift. I don't think people realize will come with a lot of negative impact. I don't think people understand the situation that we have with Israel, how our national security is impacted by our reliance on that country. We have a very important war going on in Gaza that we need to be supportive of our ally in, because they're fighting for their own survival, but they're also fighting against a terrorist group which wants nothing but the worst for them, but also for the United States and for all of the Western values that we all hold very near to our hearts. So I think people need to understand that this means a lot more than just a war in Gaza. It's actually a war around the world, and it's a war for our values that Israel is fighting on our behalf right now in the Middle East. And I think people need to pay attention to what has happened to the Democratic Party, most importantly. It's not about Israel. It's about the fact that people in this party stand against the leaders of our allies while they're fighting with a terrorist group. Like, I've heard so many people tell me over the years, it's not that I left the Democrat Party, it's that the Democrat Party left me. And this is a blatant sign of that, and I hope everyone is paying attention.
Tell us about your book, Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True.
Sure, thank you. So I published my book because I wanted to tell my story, but also because I think it is an important one with the lack of patriotism and American pride that I see around the country. I'm 28 years old, so I think for my generation, I already saw it kind of starting, but now I'm looking at those younger than me, and I think there is a clear shift. There's a lack of pride in being an American, and I'm sickened by it, genuinely. My parents, like so many others, risked absolutely everything to flee the former Soviet Union and come to this country. They came with $90 each in their pockets. My father lost his father in the process of coming here. I never got to meet my grandfather. Their story is one of so many that are actually even worse than what I've heard from my own parents, because the fight to come here is worth absolutely everything to countless people, because America is the only beacon of hope that we really have left in this world. I'm incredibly proud to be an American and to fight for this country every single day in any way that I can. And I thought it was important to tell my story so other young people who didn't have the privilege of being raised by immigrants like I did could hopefully learn a little from my story and understand what we have here and what we could lose if we do not fight to keep up this great nation.
Well said. Well, thank you for joining us, Elizabeth Pipko. Follow Elizabeth on social media at Elizabeth Pipko. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so the question for you at 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli is, if you could give President Trump one piece of advice going into this debate on Thursday, what would it be? What's the one piece of advice you'd give him? You can also tweet me as well. But what would it be? One piece of advice. I don't need a 10-minute debate prep session, but just if you had to give him one piece of advice, what would it be? I'm just saying. What would you tell him? If he called you up and said, what do you think I should do in the debate? And you only had 30 seconds to tell him one piece of advice, what would it be? 855-839-1210 is the number. Who's screening today? Is it you, DeSantis, or is it Kirk?
It's Kirk.
All right. So I don't feel... I was hoping I'd punish you a little bit by having you screen.
Sorry.
But
sorry, won't impact my day one way or the other.
Yeah, that's all right.
Take
that's
as many okay. calls as you'd like today, Rich.
All right. Well, Kirk will take your call, and you can tell him if you have one piece of advice for Donald Trump. That would be helpful. Here's what Van Jones thinks about the debate next week in terms of President Biden. Remember I said to you earlier, I said, why are they doing this in June, June 27th? It's freaking June. Everybody's on vacation. Everybody's enjoying their time with their kids. Graduations. My son just graduated third grade. It's hard to believe. Why are we doing a debate in June? When the election's not till the fall. Is what Van Jones is saying, are they purposely trying to lower expectations so that Biden outperforms them, given the cocktail that they give him intravenously? Or is this for real? Like, this is it. If he blows this, it's done. It's over. My spidey sense tells me Van Jones wouldn't be saying that unless he believed that by lowering expectations, they can let Biden go another day. Or maybe he's of that wing of the party that really does believe they need to make a change here, that they're going to lose with Joe Biden. There are a lot of Democrats openly saying that now. You know, they're not afraid of coming out and saying that. So here's what he said. Take a listen.
The big challenge that any sitting president has, and remember, Obama had that problem in 2012. When you're president, you have a pretty big job every day. You have a lot to do. You have a lot to manage. And most of the people you're talking to are people who are reporting to you. It's unusual when you're president for somebody to come and just punch you in the head. And so remember the first Romney-Obama debate in Colorado?
Right.
Obama, he didn't have the moves. He didn't have that Muhammad Ali shuffle. He wasn't really Obama. He was this guy who had been in the Oval Office for 4 years. And Romney cleaned his clock. Now, Obama came back the next time and set the record straight. But Biden's got two things working against him. One is the momentum is not there with him, but also he's got a full-time job. All Trump's got to do is sit up in court, not fall asleep, and then go out there and say mean stuff about Biden. When you have a full-time job as demanding as a presidency and then have to turn on a dime and spend an hour and a half arguing with somebody who has no responsibilities, that is a tough mental turn for anybody, even a young guy like Obama. So we're going to see. But if Biden pulls that off, I think it will be impressive for that narrow slice of people who haven't already made up their mind.
And Van, how big of a moment is this for the president? I mean, I talked to folks in the Biden world, Democratic Party, and they say this is a hugely important moment for the president.
This is the entire election, as far as I'm concerned. The entire world will be watching. If you are a carbon-based life form, you're going to be watching. If you've got a functioning brainstem, you're going to be watching. Because if Biden goes out there and messes up, it's game over. If he walks out of there and a week later he's lower in the polls, it's panic in the party. But if he goes in there and he can handle himself against Donald Trump, a runaway train, a locomotive, a raging bull, then this guy deserves another shot to be president, because that is tough. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. If you can stand toe-to-toe with a runaway train like Donald Trump for an hour and a half, you are fit to be president, period, point blank. This is the whole presidency in a bottle in a week.
I'll tell you, this may be the ultimate way to lower expectations for Joe Biden, knowing that they're going to give him the cocktail and he's going to survive the night. That's how I hear this. That's what I hear. What do you hear? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you could give President Trump, future President Donald Trump, one piece of advice, what would it be? All right, that's the question on the table for you. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Tomorrow, live in Cape May, and then next Tuesday is our big event with Jack Carr, Politics and Pints. The number one New York Times bestselling author, Jack Carr, Navy SEAL, patriot, a guy who loves this country, would die for this country. Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHT.com. Get them. There's not many left. And when they're gone, they're gone. All right? So do it now, 1210WPHT.com. We're coming right back.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
One week from today, if you could give President Trump, future President Trump, one piece of advice, what would it be going into the debate next week? I want to hear from you, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But before I get into that, Joe wanted to respond to what Van Jones was saying. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Rich. That is the biggest bunch of recycled, I'll call it bologna sausage, that I have yet to see. They're hedging their bets, Rich. On whether, you know, if he doesn't do good, they could blame it on his workload. The guy, Trump already set the bar. He set the bar in terms of work standard. You could work out of Air Force One. You could work in a hotel room. You could cover both ends of your job duties and a campaign. That is a crock.
So are they lowering expectations because they know that, Biden, with whatever cocktail they give him, will be able to survive the 90 minutes, and that's how low the bar really is?
That's what I meant by hedging their bets. If he does well, they'll say, look at this man, what he could do. If he doesn't do well, they say, oh, God, he has to run a country, and you're asking him to do this, too? Come on. Now, you could do both. You have every president, every incumbent president proved that they could do both.
Well, I agree with you, but what is Van Jones trying to achieve here? Is it lowering expectations, or do you think he wants a new candidate?
No, I think he's lowering expectations until maybe it's time to get a new candidate. They're looking to see what he's going to do, And if it doesn't work out well, then they may move okay. forward with, you know.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Joan in Philadelphia. Joan, hello.
Hello. I think I would recommend just let Biden talk. Just let him talk. And when he slows down or stumbles, just very kindly, calmly, don't get mad or aggravated. Just say, are you okay? Do you need another minute? That's all. Just let him talk. I think you need to look presidential. You don't need to say a word.
All right, Joan, thank you very much. I like he's got to say something, though, Trump. He can't just stand there the whole time and not talk.
No, but I would just answer the question. I wouldn't get into, like, a debate with them. And if he slows down, just say to him, do you need a minute? That's all. I do think he can just be quiet. I'm running on my record. I have nothing more to say.
All right, Joan, thank you very much. Let's go to Paul in Deptford. Paul, your thoughts?
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. My thought is to keep him from talking at all about the 2020 election. It's in the past. He can't change it. And let his surrogates do that before and afterwards.
All right. So no bringing up the 2020 election and just focus on his record as president.
Focus on his record. His record was great. You know, he was foisted by Fauci to shut down the government, shut down the economy. He was basing it on his best information at the moment while he did that. It has changed since, and he should say, I'm not going to do that ever again. And chalk up that, say, yeah, I made a mistake of putting too much faith in one person. Show some humility that way, but say, my record stands on its own.
All right, Paul.
Energy, independence, everything.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Focus on the record and don't bring up 2020. Ron's in South Jersey. Hey, Ron.
How you doing, Rich? I would just focus on all his accomplishments that we had a great 4 years with him. Don't go negative. Don't bring anything negative up and stay positive and just keep repeating that. And don't get sucked into George Stephanopoulos because he's there to beat Trump. And mm-hmm. also, I'm very worried that the Democrats, they are crooked as crooked could be, that somehow they either are going to do something with the mic or cut him short. That's what I'm very afraid of that part. So Trump's got to stay just positive on the same, all the accomplishments. It was a wonderful time. Just repeat that and just tell him I don't have any time to answer any stupid questions.
Okay. All right. I like it. Thank you, Ron.
That's the only thing.
Well,
I'm very worried because these guys, they're as crooked can be. They're going to figure something out. All that technology, they're going to screw them up.
All we can do is control what we can control. That's it.
You're right. I agree with that.
So we got to we got to be positive and think of what they could do, but always focus on that. No question about it. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, look, I've been saying this too. Yes, they will do whatever it takes. I am sure of that fact. But we just have to be very careful not to make people believe that this thing is over before you even started. You know what I mean? So really, when Trump goes in there next week, yeah, they could play lots of different games. And he is debating three people. He's debating Biden and the moderators. No question about it. They are there to work to make Trump angry, to try to throw Trump off his game, and to save Joe Biden. That's what this is about. Knowing all that, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to President Trump, future, if he asked you for it? Pete's in Warrington. Hey, Pete.
Hey, hi, Rich. Great show. I think
Thank you. The
number one thing I would tell, sure, that President Trump would be to shake Biden's hand. Extend your hand first and see what Biden's reaction is going to be. There might be so much animosity that Biden has for Trump. He might not know what to do, you know, and I think that Trump has to take the high road and own that stage. And I think if he does that, he's going to be in great shape to pull a win out of this debate. But he's got to keep his cool. And, yeah, just extend your hand to shake his hand. And it's a win for Trump either way, whether Biden shakes or he doesn't.
keep his cool, and I like that. Be a magnanimous gentleman and offer to shake his hand. All right, Pete, thank you, buddy. Mike is in New Jersey. Mike, what's a piece of advice you give President Trump next week?
Yeah, Rich, I don't think it's going to depend on the performance by Joe, because they're going to juice him up and they're going to put something in his ear so that they tell him what the answer is, okay? The main thing is policy, and this guy's been destroying the middle class and the United States of America. They have the farmers in Idaho are being denied water. Why? For the mines that could mine an element for the electric vehicles. It's a disgrace, and we have so many problems. And this knucklehead, I don't care what he does, he's not the answer. Trump is. He's the greatest president in my lifetime. I'm going to be 71, and God bless Trump for having the courage and the balls to run for office.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's go to Charlie and Bucks. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, I think that he ought to have happy eyes, a wonderful smile, and excited like it's Christmas Eve, and even send Trumpers even higher in energy.
Yeah, so the question then is, the advice is optimism, energy, go in there with all those vibes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you in the sense of I like an optimistic Trump. I like a fun, optimistic Trump, and he's got everything to be happy about when it comes to his record and what he did as president. So I see that point that you're making on that, Charlie. Thank you. Gary is in Philly. Gary, hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Rich?
All right, buddy.
Okay. So I kind of agree with Pete. Shake the man's hand. Always shows a gentleman. But he needs to stay on the economy. He needs to stay on foreign policy, immigration, and what's going on with the wars over in Europe and all that. What he should not do is should not attack him personally, because if he is sick in any way from Alzheimer's or dementia, people who see that and have experienced that in their past lives, like my wife has done, they will vote against him for that reason. So you should not attack him personally at all.
Not attack him personally. When you say personally, what does that mean? Like, do you bring up his corruption or?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. If he's suffering from dementia, I wouldn't attack the areas where he's like walking away or looking away from something or he's stumbling over things. I wouldn't attack him for that, because if he is suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, then people who have experienced that disease in the past and their families may not sway to him. And then feel sorry more for Biden.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate that. Let's go to Laura in Philly. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Rich. How are you today?
All right. Thank you.
I think that he should just avoid the being combative like he was in that first debate with Biden way back when. I think he just turned a lot of people off at that point. I personally didn't really care, but I just don't want to see him do that again, because I don't want that to hurt him like it did the last time.
Okay. The combative part of this, I mean, it could be inevitable that they're going to try to get that side of him out. Does the plus of that be that people relate to the fact that, hey, look, he's fired up, he's angry, I'm angry too?
Right. Oh, no, I understand that. I mean, I don't think he should hold back 100%, but just don't, I guess, maybe don't come out like a bully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show your feelings, I guess, in that way. I don't know if feelings is really the correct word to use, but just don't be bully-like, because some people take that a little too personally.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. Let's go to Elizabeth in Chester County. Elizabeth, if you had to give Donald Trump one piece of advice going into the debate next week, what would it be?
Don't get into any sort of match. I leave out a word that begins with an S, match on abortion. Just focus on the abortion issue, essentially, as he needs to come in here and pretend that he's the hero on this, because you're never going to please people when it comes to abortion. He needs to say, what I want to do is return the power back to the states the way our founding fathers intended it. That is, let the states decide. It shouldn't be in the hands of the federal government. It's not a government issue. And that just what he is saving us from a Marxist America. He needs to focus not on, is it right? Is it wrong? I'm going to screw all you women, because that's the way they want to picture him. They want to paint a picture that he's this real jerk to women. And he needs to say, I want to return the power to the states. That was the whole purpose of all of us coming over from Europe and starting this country, so that, you know, if you don't like it, move to a different state where your ideas are represented, because we're all a diverse people and we all have different ideas about abortion, and you're never going to satisfy everyone. And I think he needs to keep it as a political thing that he's saving this country by doing that, returning it to the constitutional values.
Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Yeah, he said that recently. He said in that statement, it's got to be left up to the states. And he talked about how he appointed Supreme Court justices who recognized that in the Dobbs decision. No doubt the Democrats want abortion to be the issue. They're clinging to it. They hope it becomes the issue. They want it to be. They really do. They want to be talking about that, because if they're talking about that, then they're not talking about the economy. And they can't talk about the economy. What's one of the other a couple comments on social media that I wanted to share with you as well. Let's see. Tom Trigg, Trump needs to keep his cool and take Biden apart with the entire giant list of bad things he's done to this country. Brian says, be vicious with a smile. Use humor to drive home points. So I guess the question becomes, do you focus on Biden's crappy record? Do you focus on your positive record? Do you do both at the same time? Do you contrast that? Let's go to Terry in Glen Mills. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Rich. I love your show.
Thank you.
I would say don't give them a sound bite. All you hear on the commercials is, I'll be a dictator on day one. If I don't get elected, it'll be a bloodbath. And they're all taken out of context. And that's all people who aren't informed here.
Okay, so don't give them. But how do you, I guess I'm just trying to think of in terms of, I mean, something is going to become a sound bite. So what would you say? Don't.
I know, but everyone's so afraid that he's not going to give up the office or something. Don't. I just get frustrated when you hear a commercial and people say, see, he's going to be a dictator. He said it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's the thing. You got to make sure that even if you're saying it jokingly like you did to Hannity, that you just don't, because they're going to take it and they're going to use it. And that's a good point. All right. Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate that. 855-839-1210. Good ideas. The Zoli Army's great at this. People should do debate prep. All right. What?
That's high praise coming from you.
You people.
You've insulted the Zeoli audience.
You people. No, it's good stuff. Good suggestions. I'll even check my email. Let's see what... No, what?
That's really saying something, because you never check that thing.
I know, but Bo in Levittown says, future President Trump should just let Brandon drone on and not interrupt him. Be prepared to answer the abortion question and the January 6th question. No question. Those questions will come up. No doubt about it. Absolutely. He's got to have a good answer for that as well. My suggestion on January 6th would probably to turn around and say something like, you know what? I think the American people are thinking about January of 2021, when they were making more money, when the economy was stronger, when their dollar went further, when the price of gas was lower, when they didn't have to worry if they were going to be able to make it to next month because of inflation. I think that's what people think about when they think about January of 2021. And I keep going on that. Don't get in the weeds on January 6th. There's a lot of snakes in those weeds. That's what I would suggest. All right. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They are the absolute best at what they do, and that is to provide you with an incredible customer experience. Incredible experience. And so, I'm sorry, I turned on the volume here on my remote control. Cherry Hill Volvo is dedicated to two things. Number one, it is supporting this radio station. We broadcast live from the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD studios. The Cherry Hill Volvo sponsored studios. So of all the Volvo dealerships out there, there's only one that sponsors our studio, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. Number two is giving you the luxury customer experience that you deserve. Judith understands that they're doing a renovation right now, and there's road work being done as well. It's a little bit tricky, so to make it up to you, she's doubling down on her already aggressive incentives and promotions. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off on a brand new Volvo. It's great. What are you waiting for? Go see them today. They have plenty of Volvos in stock. Bridget drives the XC90. You think about going down the shore with the kids, that third row, way cooler and much more luxurious than a minivan. Then you have the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina. Whichever Volvo you choose, and I drive the XC60, which is the great midsize SUV. I love it. Perfect size, I think. Whatever SUV or sedan you choose, you'll have a great experience because Judith will make sure of that fact. And the extra $1,000 off if you're a Costco member, you will love it. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Let's get a couple more calls in here. Let's see. We got, what do we got? We got Greg in Philly. Greg, what's up, my man?
Yeah. Hey, Rich. Great program, as always. Hey, Matt. How about all them girls in the Niagara Falls area? If you don't catch that one, I'm going to disown you guys.
There you go.
Breakfast Club. All right. You know, I mean, all the girls in Niagara Falls.
Here's a question I have for you. Are you watching that Brat Pack show on Netflix or Disney, whatever it is?
No, I'm not, Rich. No.
Yeah, me neither. But apparently they made a movie. And the only reason I'm interested kind of in it is because I'm a big Rob Lowe fan. And Rob, because he's one of our people, you know, Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I do. I got a man crush on him. Everybody does. Whatever. Yeah.
Sure. Helps settle the towers. I'm not going to go that far, but yeah. That's all right. But, you know, the Brat Pack from the 80s with all those, he was part of that. It's hard to believe. It's hard to remember that he was part of that, but I guess he was. So, anyway. And then Andrew McCarthy, who would then go on to write for National Review and become a prosecutor.
Patrick Swayze. I mean, you can't rule him out either. All right, let's get to the point. I forgot why. Oh, I remember why I wanted to call you, Rich. The reason was, and I listen to you every day, and I literally feel that you will eventually replace Rush Limbaugh. That's how good you are.
You're very kind. There's no replacing Rush Limbaugh, but thank you.
I know. But listen, I'm going to bust your stones a little bit here. The best thing you ever did was let your Zioli army speak for 20 minutes, those past 20 minutes. I got more information from them and your listeners than I could have asked for the whole day. I just wanted to thank you for that, and that's why I called.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. It's the smartest and most loyal audience in all of radio, Greg. And you're part of it.
It is.
So thank you.
I know, and I just heard everybody was articulate, got to their point, said their point, and I just wanted to put that out there. And I keep doing it, Rich, because no one else is going to.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. The question on the table is, if you could give future President Donald Trump one piece of advice going into the debate next week, what would it be? One piece of advice. And I will tell you this. One piece of advice is about all you're going to get. That's it. So if he gives you that opportunity, what would you say to him? You got to make it count. And remember, the way he likes to do this is he calls people and he just kind of rattles off some ideas with them. So if he calls you up and you need 30 seconds to say, Mr. President, I think you should do this, what would it be? Joe is in Roxborough. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how you all doing today?
Very well, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. So if President Trump called me and said, what could I do to get through this? I would say, President Trump, look sharp, stay cordial, and don't let anybody engage you in any gaslighting.
Okay, and what would that be in terms of gaslighting, you think?
Well, you could start right with June 6th. He should avoid that at all costs for the moment. He should focus on what he needs to do for the country in the future. He's gonna have a lot of women eyeballing him on this really hard. So that's the look sharp. Stay cordial. Don't give the left any reason to come back and attack him because he was demeaning or his demeanor was rough towards Biden or the left party. And like I said, the gaslighting is Sinopolis is going to throw some kind of bomb in there, left or right down the middle of the plate. And President Trump just needs to be able to take it and answer it in a very strong manner, but at the same time, not go off the deep end.
All right, my friend. Thank you. It's good advice. I appreciate it, Joe. Have a great day. Greg's in the Northeast. Greg.
Hello, Rich. Hey, guys. I think this is what he's going to get hit with the abortion. I think he goes on the attack on his abortion, what his views are and what he wants the country to do, and the abortion pills, because that's their number one on the other side. That's their number one topic. So I think he does a preemptive strike. And then from there on in, you know, it's going to go to January 6th. But I think abortion first. If he can,
well, how
if
do
he
you
can
do, what,
squash
what, him. Just so I understand your point, what is that offensive strike on the issue? What is it?
Whatever, that he's not going to be, it's going to be a 13-week or a 15-week ban. It's not going to be a total no abortion, they're still going to go back to the Roe versus Wade getting overturned. But I think he lets it out. I think he's a 15-week, you can't have an abortion after a 15-week ban. And I think he's not okay with abortion, but that's the law.
That's actually contrary to the policy he put out recently, which is that he's not going to get involved in the federal level. It's going to be up to the states.
Yeah, but either way, how he's going to look at it, he's going to leave it to the state, but he has to shoot it first. Because they're just going to drag it out about that, and he's going to lose his luster because that's the only thing they have. And then that's my guess. I think he shoots first on what he has on the abortion. That's what I think he goes after them first, and he puts it out there succinctly, and then let's go from there. And then if they want to bounce back off of him, then he can jab, and he can do the old dance. But I think he goes out and brings it up first. That would be my technical thing for him.
All right, Greg. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Larry's in Hatboro. Larry, one piece of advice you'd give Trump?
Yes. He's got to point out to Joe Biden that he's been in the real world.
Do me a favor. Try to call back if you can. I can't hear you. There's a ton of static. If you could just give a call back, I'd appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. Ron is in Jamaica. Jamaica, Queens, or Jamaica, Jamaica? Ron? Uh-oh. I think Ron must be in Jamaica. Probably enjoying some Jamaican, you know. Pot. I'm just going to say it. It's ganja.
You didn't have to say it. We knew where you were going.
I just felt like throwing it out there. Try to put the joint down next time when you're talking on the phone. I'm not judging. Tom's in Cherry Hill. Tom, my man, give me one piece of advice for Trump. What do you got? All right. I think this is God's way of saying this segment with callers is over because this is now the third call in a row where it's not working. So what's happening here with the phones?
I don't know. They should be there.
PhD versus Joey Show.
I don't know what's going on, though. I can't. Every time I pull them up on the air, they're not saying anything.
Hold on, let me check.
Is this a conspiracy where they're all...
Give me a moment. I'll check on this.
All right. Take a moment and check on that for me. Pam Bondi's going to join us at 5, along with our buddy Linda Kern. So we gotta make sure that we get to Pam Bondi. But I appreciate your thoughts. I really do. I appreciate all your thoughts. I appreciate everyone taking the chance to weigh in. It's important to do. It really is. We can't be in a situation where we're not offering up our thoughts and expertise because it's necessary. It's needed. You know, sometimes consultants get too into this stuff. And I always like to do segments like this because I'm curious what people are telling you also, which is something. I don't like when the conversations become too insular, and I don't like when it becomes basically just everybody's, I don't know, I never try to do a show based around what I think you want to hear ever. I do think though sometimes there's a problem in the world of political consulting where they tell the candidate what he wants to hear. And that's a problem I've dealt with my whole career because I don't do that. If you hire me to help you, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do, not what I think you want to hear. And that's always been how I've done it. And a lot of times with political consultants, you'll get somebody in the room who will sit there and immediately, when you bring up an idea, shoot that down. Because it's always in the world, it's very much Game of Thrones when you're in a campaign, especially when you're at that level, you're around the candidate. And you're around the table and you're in that room and everybody's fighting for that slot. Fighting for that slot, and they'll quickly go in there and say, that issue's not going to come up, or don't do it that way because blah, 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 blah. When you can back it up by saying, well, you know what, listen, I went to a bar in Philly and I was just talking to some construction workers, and here's what they were saying you should say. So I don't know. I mean, we can use all our research and all our polling data and everything else, and we can use, it's very similar to the way I look at it to radio consultants. You know, somebody at one point, I think, came to me a couple years ago with a suggestion based on whatever, I don't know, analysis they did. I said, I have no interest whatsoever in following that. And it's not because I think I'm smarter than that. It's just I don't want to do a show that's not honest and authentic. So I'm not interested. It doesn't do it for me. I'm not interested in doing – I'm not – for me, what drives me every day is not getting the best ratings, although the ratings are – it's doing the best show. It's just doing the best show I can do. And that's an honesty level of that. If I try to do it every day based on what the consultants are saying, I'm going to lose that. So I have no interest in doing that. It's very similar to that with politicians. If you get a politician who's who's too consultant based. Consultants very often, Robbie Mook is a great example of this in 2016. That dude from his loft in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, had no idea what working class people in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio were thinking about. So what was their campaign focused on? Mean tweets and Trump's going to blow up the world. When you actually talk to cops and firefighters and construction workers and moms, and you find out, what are you looking for here? What are you really thinking? Have those conversations with people. It's important to do. And that's why I like to have these conversations with you, because a lot of times they get into their insular world and it just doesn't help. Jim's in Philly. Jim, what do you want to say regarding January 6th and the debate?
Well, so I think that he should take, and if they come at him with January 6th, that, you know, they're going to say that he tried to do, you know, overtake the Capitol and things like that. And I think that he should turn it back on them and say, well, you know, you're allowing all these illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, to come in and overtake our country. And then when they jump to the abortion thing that they most likely will, is that, you know, go from that to say, well, you know, a lot more people are probably going to need abortions with all these innocent citizens being sexually assaulted by illegal immigrants. But just keep taking everything that they're saying and flipping it back on him in a way that just goes against his record.
Interesting. Yeah, so some people have said avoid those topics, get out of them. You're saying go at them and don't shy away. Use them as an attack point?
Yeah, use it as an attack point because you know that they're going to – yeah, use it as an attack point because you know they're going to come up.
Yeah, I would probably stay away from the one about more people are going to have abortions. I would probably stay away from that one, though. But I do see your point about January 6th. You know, every day is an insurrection in this country with the people coming over the border. I do like that approach better. But I still think the best thing to do about January 6th is to think about January 5th and 7th and all the other days that people had it better than they do now, you know? Because I just don't think you can win by going to January 6th. I don't think people care outside of the corporate media. I don't think they care. That's me. I don't know. But it's an interesting take, Jim. Thank you for it. Sai, you get the last word for now in Collegeville. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Just a quick comment, because, you know, he's just wading into enemy territory with all this, you know, these guys. So if they bring up the, you know, you're a convicted felon, I think you break the gag order and you go right after them.
All right. You probably have to break the gag order on that stage, I guess, if you do. But I don't know. It's a question of, and thanks for the call, Si. I guess it's a question of whether or not you want to start bringing up the negatives, because every time you do that, you're getting away from the great record you had for 4 years and all the accomplishments and how much better America was back then. So just a thought. All right, quick break. 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for us. Pam Bondi's going to stop by, our friend, and we're live with the Grand Hotel tomorrow in Cape May. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.